Good morning. Today is 21st of June 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares rose sharply on Thursday, taking cues from firm global markets after the US Federal Reserve hinted at a rate cut in the near future to boost growth in the world's largest economy amid growing uncertainties. Hopes of a breakthrough in US-China trade talks at next week's G20 summit in Japan also underpinned sentiment. Sensex fluctuated over 700 points before ending the session up by 480 points, while Nifty rose by 140 points. Yes Bank shares soared 11.4%, a day after the bank's new managing director and CEO Ravneet Gill said that many of the issues at the troubled private sector lender will be addressed by next quarter. India Bulls Housing Finance jumped 8.6% on the buzz the company will conduct a buyback of all non-convertible debentures maturing in July and August totaling 2,285 crore rupees. JSW Steel, Sun Pharma and IndusInd Bank climbed 3-4% while IT stocks such as Tech Mahindra and Wipro dropped 1-2%. UPL slumped 8.5% after brokerage house HSBC Research raised concerns on declining soybean demand, citing US-China trade tensions, events like ASF and the rising US exports to the EU and other countries. News update. RBI Deputy Governor Viral Acharya estimates that even a 50 basis points fiscal slippage or a 10% increase in oil prices will leave no space to cut the policy rate below 6%. Negative for market. US-based Harley-Davidson Motor is in talks with India's largest two-wheeler maker, Hero MotoCorp, to outsource the production of 250-500cc motorcycles for emerging markets. Positive for Hero MotoCorp. Fitch estimates Bharati Airtel's India mobile business EBITDA will increase 15-20% this fiscal, driven by strong growth in data usage and higher blended ARPU, especially as competition eases and incumbents focus on profitability. Positive Bharati Airtel. Vedanta has shortlisted Lloyd's Register for integrated project management of the 41 oil and gas blocks it was awarded under open acreage license policy. Positive for Vedanta. India seeks to raise $84 billion this year from a sale of 5G airwaves. Positive for Reliance. Negative for Vodafone Idea and Bharati Airtel. Tech Mahindra has received a multi-year contract from Airbus for cabin and cargo design engineering. Positive for Tech Mahindra. Adani Green Energy said its arm Adani Renewable Energy Park, Gujarat, has bagged 600 megawatt wind solar hybrid projects in an auction conducted by state-run Solar Energy Corporation of India. Positive Adani Green. Market view. In yesterday's session, Nifty opened on a positive side and gave a good rally of 140 points and closed 11,832 points. Nifty formed bullish engulfing pattern on daily chart, which indicates that bulls are back in action, and pulled Nifty above its crucial resistance level. As well as on RSI, Nifty took support from 45 levels. If Nifty will able to sustain above 11,850, then we can see another round of buying. For short term, support can be seen near 11,640 and 11,548 levels, while resistance can be seen near 11,881 and 11,928 levels. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on AndVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.